Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and now published author. So, as you probably can hear in my voice, I am so excited today because today is my Amazon bestseller campaign. Yes, today. Thursday, June 28th, 2018, from 1 minute after midnight to 1 minute before midnight today. Every book you buy on Kindle Edition is only 99 cents today. That is less than half a cup of coffee and has a lot more value than a cup of coffee. So I just wanted to talk to you a quick minute about this, just to let you know what it's all about and how you can get it if you're interested in it. It's called Your Amazing Itty Bitty Stress Reduction Book, 15 Key Steps to Reduce Stress and Increase Health. And it is written by Denise Thompson, and the title behind is CHC for Certified Health Coach. Well, why did I write that book? Long story short, I have over 40 years experience taking care of people, raising children, helping people get healthy or die, a lot of things that are health related. That's my life. I've been in the health field forever. And with all these hours and different things that I've done, I'm an expert in quite a few fields that are health relating. You know that when you have 10,000 plus hours in a field, you're considered an expert, whether or not you have a degree or not. Well, I do have my nursing certification. I did have my fitness trainer certification. I do have my certified health and wellness coach certification. And now I have a book that's published. And today, as I said, is the bestseller day. I've been speaking on my radio show for over 3 years. I enjoyed being a fitness trainer. And with the combination of all those things that are all actually health related, even as an educator, I focused on health because mental health, mental well-being is just as important as physical well-being, as knowledge, as anything else. When we're not feeling good, we can't really do much. So quite often, learning is impaired by stress. It does not even have to be an illness or what's it called, you know, when you can't see the letters correctly, dyslexia. It doesn't have to be any of that. Just simple stress can do that. So this is one of the reasons that I actually started writing this little book, because I have experienced in my life so many different ways of stress. And one of them was helping my bonus mom raise my younger siblings, which was fun to some degree, but it was a responsibility for a child of my age at that time, raising some other children, raising my own, who's got some issues, health issues, and those need to be dealt with on a daily basis. Then having had my father-in-law for 6 years with us, he actually came to die in 2011 is when my dad passed. So my father-in-law came to live with my husband and myself in 2009, and the doctors gave him 2 weeks to max 2 months to live, and he lived 6 years with us. Well, I'm telling you, not everything was pure joy. There was a lot of stress. And again, I believe God doesn't give us more than we can bear. And I got to learn so many different things on how to avoid it. So let me just give you some highlights of my little book. People have been asking, How do I realize that I'm stressed? Well, there are different symptoms. I can ask, what are your symptoms? What are you feeling? How do you want to be helped? Some of the questions they asked, what can I do about it? How can I avoid it? So their main three questions, how do I realize that I'm stressed? What can I do about it? And how can I avoid it? And my main three questions, what are your symptoms? What are you feeling? Do you want help? And if you are honest to the three questions people ask, you might have some other questions, but those are the main ones that I've been asked. And to the three questions that I'm asking, well, if you need help, I can help you. And even my little itty-bitty book about stress reduction can help you in some ways, because a lot of things are related to stress, and stress manifests itself in different ways. It can be physical, it can be mental, it can be financial, the above or any combination thereof. So knowing what you can do to alleviate stress, to avoid it, to do something for yourself on a daily basis, even if it's just like 15 seconds, a minute, 10 minutes, we're not talking about hours and hours, because who has that? But by learning on how to budget our time, how to delegate, how to work things out, how to have a few minutes in the morning when you get up for yourself to compose yourself, to collect your thoughts, to check on the planning you've done the night before, to make sure that you have everything ready that you need. That is so important. Stress can also be induced by medical conditions, such as being overweight, having high blood pressure, cholesterol, LDA, or your HDL too low, or much more, being on a lot of medications. And I remember I had a patient who was, when I was a nurse, who was on 20 plus medications a day. In the morning, some for something. And then at noon, something to counteract the side effects that he had of the morning meds. And at night, something to counteract the side effects that he experienced from the noon medications that were supposed to alleviate the side effects from the morning medications. So you can see what a catch-22. So how about I can help you reduce all those things? Because I personally have been there, have done that. I was on quite a few medications. Then I found this amazing program, dropped over 50 pounds. My blood pressure is perfect. I am not overweight. I'm in a very comfortable average weight with a good healthy BMI. My cholesterol is good. My LDL and HDL is fine now. I know to handle stress. I'm not saying I never experience any of that, because that would be a lie. But I am saying when I do, I catch it, and I allow up to 5 minutes, and I say, that's it. So I usually start with my breathing techniques. The one that I like the most is to breathe in through your nose to the count of four, hold your breath for the count of seven to accumulate all the toxins in your body, and then sharply exhale through your mouth to the count of eight to get rid of all the toxins in your body. Do that two or three times. That's my favorite, and I think it's in my book also. And then there are so many other things. This little book has 15 mini chapters on how to do things, how to avoid stress. It is really how to manage it. What is stress? There's a definition of it. And actually, I did write on the first page, stress can have serious impacts on your health, job, relationships, family, and life in general. It isn't something to wait to correct. So if you're looking for important information about managing stress, pick up this important little book today. And today, as I said, is the Amazon bestseller campaign, where you can get it on Kindle form or any form there is listed on Amazon.com for only 99 cents. Well, the value is a lot more than that. So the chapters that I'm talking about, and I'm just going to give you the synopsis. I define what is stress, how does stress affect relationships, how does stress affect health, how does stress affect business, how does stress affect weight, how does stress affect children, affect your brain, affect, how does money affect stress? Pardon me. Money can be a huge stress factor. How does stress affect marriage? How does stress affect learning and education and much more? Let me take a sip of water, just a second. So, having mentioned all those things, you can go to Amazon.com or you can check on my Facebook. It's all listed there. It's under https://www.amazon.com/your-amazing-bitty-stress-reduction-ebook. There is the number B07D83YP4D, or just go on Amazon.com, go to the Kindle shop, and put in your amazing itty-bitty stress reduction book, and you'll see that it's with my name, Denise Thompson, CHC, and then you can purchase it there. Please leave a feedback also so I know what you learned from it, what you enjoyed about it, where it could make some changes. Anything is always there for a reason. It might not just be for you. You might even think that you could give it as a gift to some of your friends and family. Feel free to do so. The more copies are being sold today, the better it is, as long as it helps you or you know it can help someone. And anyway, so today is really just a short one because I am working on my Amazon campaign, but I wanted you to be aware that you have access to a cute little amazing book, as it's called, and it helps you not just to reduce stress, but increase your health, and that is the main point. If you have any questions, suggestions, or you want to be on my radio show, please go to denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com and sign up, and we'll get in touch, or voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956, precise and quick message, and I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours and see that I can help you out the most. For right now, we just have a few more seconds left. I want to wish you all a very happy, healthy, and long life, because that's my calling, that's my passion, that's what I love doing. And again, if I can help you in any way, shape, or form, if I can be your guide to optimal health, I would be honored to do so. I still have 2 wellness credit scholarships open till the end of the month for the next 2 days, where I give you $30 off the program. So if you want that, let me know also, and I'll be happy to set you up. I wish you a great, happy, and healthy day, and I'll talk to you next week.